Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox.
And I'm James McLean.
So on this week's show we go continental as we play songs written about Europe. Whether you're in or out, let's take a moment to remind ourselves of some of the lovely melodies written about our European friends. First up, naturally, we're in Paris. Here's Reginald Porter Brown certainly reminding us of that with his lively arrangement of Sarsay, Paris.
Reginald Porter Brown there at the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. Moving northwards, we find ourselves in Holland. There's a lovely tune called The Canals of Amsterdam, which was written in 1949 and is now one of the best known and most popular songs about the Netherlands. But for now, it's being played by Len Rawl on the Regal Egmonton Christie during its installation years at the Barry Memorial Hall, Wales.
Thank you.
Lovely sounds from Len Rawl. Moving east, we find ourselves in Germany and for a march. Berliner Luft was written by Paul Linke and is the unofficial anthem of Berlin. The march comes from the 1922 revision of Linke's 1899 operetta Frau Luna, which is about a trip to the moon in a hot air balloon, where an adventurous party of prominent Berliners meet Frau Luna and her court. Well, the moon seems a long way from Blackpool's Tower Ballroom, where Phil Kelsall is playing the march Berliner Luft.
Lively sounds from Phil Kelsall at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Moving south, we find ourselves in Austria and in Vienna. This tune was written in 1941. Kevin Morgan demonstrates the lust side of his style as he plays this lovely ballad. It's called Vienna, City of My Dreams.
Lovely sounds from Kevin Morgan at the Laukoff Organ Factory Moller. Moving far north, we find ourselves in Sweden, and for a rhapsody written about Sweden and its folk music way back in 1903. This piece is simply called Swedish Rhapsody, which is a lively segment from a much longer piece. Here's Joseph Seal playing his beloved ABC Kingston Wurlitzer after it had been moved to the Brentford Musical Museum.
Lively sounds from Joseph Seal. Moving south once again into the sun, we arrive in Italy. Come Back to Sorrento is a Neapolitan song composed in 1902. The song is well known as a piece of romantic Italian music. It was also associated with the late great Arnold Bloxham, who used it as his signature tune. Here's Arnold with a full arrangement of the tune, which he is playing on the Kitchen Brothers Wurlitzer in Dis.
Thank you.
soft sounds from Arnold Loxham. If we move west, we find ourselves in another sunny European country, Spain. Moon Over Naples is a 1965 instrumental composed by German bandleader Bert Kempfert. A vocal version was recorded in 1966, but it didn't chart. It would become a hit single in 1966 for El Martino when a new set of lyrics were written by Eddie Snyder and the title changed to Spanish Eyes. Here's Ernest Broadbent at the Tower Wurlitzer with his Spanish Eyes.
Lovely sounds from the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Keep moving west from Spain and you're in Portugal. Many tunes have been written about Portugal and Nigel Ogden has put two of them together for us. Firstly, April in Portugal, written in 1947. This is followed by The Portuguese Washerwoman, which was written a decade later. Nigel will be playing this duo on the 4-manual Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer in Manchester.
Thank you.
that's it for our trip around Europe. Me and Damon has been deeply shocked by the shootings in Orlando nightclub a few days ago.
Our hearts go out to all of the families and friends who have lost their loved ones. So, as a tribute to all the lives that were taken, to play us out this week is Robert Wolf with a very appropriate tune, Over the Rainbow. Good night. Thank you.